This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. What if I told you that your best salespeople aren't on your payroll? The most powerful endorsement for your business isn't coming from your marketing department. It's sitting in your contact list right now. Did you know that people are 4 times more likely to buy when referred by a friend? That's right. Your existing happy customers could be your greatest untapped resource. Now, you might be asking yourself, why does this matter? Well, in a world where we are bombarded with ads and pitches and sales and people with commission breath and all the different stuff every day, trust has become the new currency. Your potential clients are skeptical. They've been burned before and they've wasted money on services that didn't deliver. But there's one thing that cuts through all the noise, and that is a personal recommendation from somebody that they already trust. So for your side hustle or small business, a strategic referral program isn't just nice to have. It's a growth accelerator that can dramatically reduce your customer acquisition costs. And instead of spending more money on ads that people increasingly ignore, you're leveraging the genuine enthusiasm of those who already love what you do. And the beauty of referrals is that they pre-qualify leads, okay? When somebody comes to you through a referral, they've already warmed up and are ready to engage, okay? They have been told by somebody that they trust that you're worth their time and money, and that's marketing gold that you simply cannot buy. So here are 3 key takeaways that are gonna help you with this. Number 1, make it simple and specific. Your referral program should be ridiculously easy to understand and participate in. Don't make people jump through hoops. Clearly explain that when you refer a friend who books a service, you get 15% off your next session. Okay, very simple. Okay, avoid complex point systems or confusing tiers unless they truly add value. And remember that every step you add is a potential drop-off point. Number 2, create mutual value. The most effective referral programs reward both parties, the referrer and the new client. So this creates a win-win that motivates action. Your existing clients feel good about sharing a benefit with friends, and a new client gets an incentive to try you out. So consider non-monetary rewards. So that could be like exclusive content, priority booking, or special access, which can sometimes be more valuable than discounts. And 3rd, follow up and celebrate success. A referral is a vote of confidence in you, so treat it that way. When someone refers a business to you, acknowledge it immediately with a personal thank you. You might even want to send them one of these personalized cards. Then close the loop by letting them know that when their referral becomes a client, you are going to share the success stories, okay? Of course, with permission to show others that the referral program works. People love seeing their recommendations create positive outcomes. So how do you market you first and make this personal? Your referral program should reflect your unique personal brand. Think about what makes your business special and how that translates to referrals. Are you known for exceptional attention to detail? If that's the case, create a referral program that shows the same care. Perhaps a handwritten thank you note that I just mentioned. That could be part of the reward. If your personal brand emphasizes creativity, your referral should too. Maybe that means creating custom thank you videos or innovative rewards that surprise and delight. The key is authenticity. Your referral program should feel like a natural extension of who you are. Remember, you're not just creating a referral program for your business, you're creating a community of advocates who believe in you. When you focus on building genuine relationships first, the referrals will follow naturally. These aren't just transactions, they're people vouching for you personally, okay? So here's your call to action. What you want to do is take this challenge. Take 30 minutes today to draft your simple referral program. Focus on making it reflect your personal brand and provide mutual value. Then identify three of the happiest clients and personally invite them to be your first referrers. Don't overthink it. Sometimes the simplest systems work best when launched quickly and refined over time. And if you have found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When listening to the podcast, after you're finished, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put your name and your email address in, and get on our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that I find. If you have questions, you can go to the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com and access my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.